You're listening to the New Zealand Music Program on Canterbury City Radio and Television Station, and now welcome to our English News. Yesterday morning, at the hall of Phong District Party Committee, the Department of Education and Training of Canterbury City held the second briefing conference in 2025 between leaders of the Department of Education and Training of District units under the Department, the Center for Vocational Continuing Education. In the past year, the city's education and training sector effectively implemented the key tasks of the school year. The whole sector promoted the application of information technology and digital transformation in teaching and management, and achieved a number of initial results contributing to improving the quality of education. In addition, Canterbury City was recognized by the Ministry of Education and Training to meet the standards of generalization of primary education at level 3, secondary education at level 2, and illiteracy eradication at level 2. City students participating in the International Roboton Contest in Thailand won 11 prizes, 20 prizes at the Parma International Intelligent Mathematics Contest in 2024. The conference also assessed and acknowledged that the whole sector still faces some limitations, such as the recruitment of officials working at educational institutions still has some difficulties due to the lack of recruitment resources, the construction of schools that meet quality accreditation and national standards in a number of districts in the city faces difficulties due to lack of land fund, etc. On the afternoon of January 4th, in Phú Quốc City, Kinh Giang Province, delegations representing certain provinces and cities, businesses, and central press agencies visited and extended their wishes to officers and soldiers of the Command of Naval Region No. 5 on the occasion of the Lunar New Year 2025. At a meeting, Colonel Lục Đức Tiên, Deputy Commander of Naval Region No. 5, expressed his gratitude for the attention of leaders, authorities, and people of the country to the Navy, especially on the occasion of the Lunar New Year 2025, hoping that the journey would help delegates better understand life, work, and sacrifice of the Marine soldiers, increasing companionship and sharing. On the occasion of the Lunar New Year 2025, the total budget for giving gifts to people with meritorious services is more than 500 billion Vietnam Dong. This funding will have allocated the state budget in 2025. According to Decision No. 1301, dated November 27, 2024, of the President, more than 1.6 million people with meritorious services to the Revolution will be given two gift levels worth 300,000 and 600,000 Vietnam Dong one person. Each person only receives one gift from the President. If a person is certified as still among subjects eligible for both gifts, he or she shall receive a gift at the highest level. The total budget to give gift to people with meritorious services on this occasion is more than 500 billion Vietnam Dong. To continually create motivation to improve productivity and quality for businesses in the area, on June 30, 2021, the People's Committee of Canterbury City issued Plan No. 134 on implementing the program in the period of 2021-2025 and orientation to 2030, and assigned the Department of Science and Technology of Canterbury City to preside over the implementation. In 2021-2025 period and orientation to 2030, the Department of Science and Technology will promote propaganda about the advanced quality productivity model to raise the awareness of enterprises, replicate typical examples, and create a change in the productivity and quality of the city's key products and goods. The Center for Student Support, in collaboration with Canterbury City Labor Culture House, launched the Voluntary Blood Donation Program to support hospitals during the Lunar New Year 2025. Currently, the time to receive applications is from January 3rd to the end of January 7, 2025. The time for volunteers to participate in blood donation will take place from 7 to 11 o'clock January 12, 2025 at City Student Support Center, Number 57, Leloy Street, KK Ward, inside the Labour Counter House of Kansas City. Their breakfast, sugar tea available at the site. In addition to the items according to the regulations, the organizers also donate exclusively to individuals participating in blood donation. And that's for now. Thanks for listening. Goodbye and see you next time.